Evidence suggests that birthing stools like this one have been around since 2000 BCE. Mercedes Snyder is a licensed midwife in Washington State.
They are an art of different cultures as far as Native American, other parts of Africa and Asia, and parts of Europe. They are even mentioned in hieroglyphics in Egypt. So they have been around for a long time, quite some time.
The stool is just one kind of commonly used birthing furniture, which differs culturally and historically. But why bring something that looks a little like a training toilet into the birthing process?
It is an incredible tool in that it works a lot with gravity. When you think about when you're using the bathroom, most of us have been trained from toddler age that we sit on the toilet. So it's a very natural thing to sit in that fashion and be able to release things from your body.
Like obstetricians, licensed midwives are primary care providers who can order labs and ultrasounds. They are also advocates for pregnant people.
Most licensed midwives will care for people at home, too, after they've had the baby.
Midwives focus on birthing without medication and sometimes aid in home births. Because any birth can present challenges, the use of a birthing stool and other tools are often part of a midwife's practice. A midwife might bring in a birthing stool if other positions haven't been working well during labor.
I would bring it in if someone has been pushing for a while and they're getting kind of tired and they're just needing that extra support. I would also bring in the birthing stool to encourage the baby to come down a bit lower, where the birthing person doesn't have to put in too much effort and just allows gravity and the baby to do their thing.